This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Shrestha with the news, the headlines first. Rashtriya Swatantra Party Chairperson Rabi Lami Chane holds meeting with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. Prime Minister Modi says looking forward to collaborate with Nepal's new government to elevate the special and multifaceted relationship between two countries to greater heights. Minister for Information and Communications Dr. Bikram Timol Sinha says it is imperative to align existing laws with changing technologies. Health Insurance Board directs private health care institutions to ensure treatment for patients requiring emergency services under the health insurance scheme. And at least 21 people, including foreign nationals, killed in Delhi fire. Now the news in detail. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party Chairperson Rabi Lami Chane and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi have held a meeting in New Delhi. After the meeting today, Prime Minister Modi posted on his Facebook page that he was very happy to meet Chairperson Lami Chane. Lami Chane is currently on a 5-day visit to India at the invitation of Bharatiya Janata Party BJP President Nitin Nabin. He departed for India on Monday. Taking to his social media X, the Indian Prime Minister said Nepal is a priority partner under the Neighborhood First policy and will collaborate with the new government to elevate the special and multifaceted relationship between two countries to greater heights. Discussions were held between the two leaders on Nepal-India relations, the relationship between the RSP and the BJP, mutual interest between the two countries, as well as various other dimensions. On that occasion, the Indian External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi's National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, Foreign Secretary Bikram Misri, among others, were present. Similarly, from the Nepalese side, Chairperson Lami Chane, his spouse Nikita Powdal, the RSP leaders BP Nacha and Deepak Bohra, as well as senior officials of the Nepali embassy in New Delhi, were present during the meeting. The thematic committee under the Ministry of Information and Communications has decided to sort out and amend old laws related to information and communications, push structural reforms and foster digital system, thereby making effective the performance of the three T's of the government. In the committee meeting today, Minister for Information and Communications, Dr. Bikram Timol Sinha, said it is imperative to align existing laws with changing technologies. The communications minister says lawmaking has been accorded utmost priority. He said a candid discussion on coordination, cooperation and exchange of learning among three tiers of government helps spur reform. The thematic committee formed on IT as per Section 22 of the Federal Province and Local Level Coordination and Interrelation Act 2077, Bikram Samrat took a vital decision to forward restructuring as per the federal form of governance. The committee meeting held today endorsed a work procedure 2083 on it. It will also conduct a regular monitoring of the decisions and performance in the days. The Health Insurance Board has directed private healthcare institutions to ensure treatment for patients requiring emergency services under the health insurance scheme. Senior Medical Superintendent of the Board, Dr. Pawan Kumar Shah, said the directive requires hospitals to provide insurance-covered health services only when a patient genuinely requires emergency treatment. On the 30th of May, the board had suspended all non-emergency health services provided by private health institutions participating in the insurance program until further notice, citing a shortage of financial resources. The board had also urged participating hospitals not to classify patients with ordinary medical conditions as emergency cases in a manner that would place an additional financial burden on the insurance program. Currently, 36 private hospitals affiliated with the board are providing healthcare services to insured patients under the National Health Insurance Program. The National Assembly meeting has been postponed today as well after the lawmakers continued their obstruction, objecting to the Prime Minister's remarks on border issues made in the House of Representatives on Sunday. Immediately after the beginning of the meeting, the lawmakers stressed on the need of diplomatic efforts to resolve the Nepal-India border issues. The lawmakers stressed the government to conduct a dialogue with the neighboring country based on historical facts and evidence. The next meeting of the National Assembly has been scheduled for the 9th of June at 1:15 p.m. CPNUML chairperson KP Sharma Oli has urged party leaders and cadres to remain active in strengthening the party organization, inaugurating the national workshop for membership renewal and expansion organized by the CPNUML Central Organizing Committee today. Chair Oli stressed on maintaining party unity and building a force. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
विदेश गए पनि चिन्ता किन गर्ने
नेपाल टेलिकमको इन्टरनेशनल रोमिङ लिने
जहाँ भए पनि पाउनुहोस् हामी सँगै
कल गर्नुहोस् डेटा चलाउनुहोस् संसारभरि सजिलै
नेपाल टेलिकमको इन्टरनेशनल रोमिङ सेवा सुचारू गर्न #1415#7# डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलिकमको एपबाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Kailas Adhikari, who was stranded in Saudi Arabia, has been rescued and repatriated to Nepal today. Deepa Dahal, the press and research officer of Prime Minister Balendra Shah, said that Kailas, a Nepali passport holder who was facing difficulties due to not receiving the salary and benefits according to the contract, was rescued within 12 hours of the complaint being received at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now onto some international news update. At least 21 people have been killed and many others injured after a fire tore through a multi-story building in South Delhi, police in India's capital say. The BBC cited local media as saying many of the victims were foreigners, including people from South Asian and African countries who had travelled to India for medical treatment or to accompany relatives undergoing care. The building in the Malviya Nagar area allegedly operated as a bed and breakfast catering to patients and relatives of those receiving treatment at a nearby private hospital. More than 40 people were rescued and taken to hospital. It remains unclear how many were inside the building when fire broke out. Its cause is not yet known. The U.S. military has said it launched self-defense strikes on Iran overnight and shot down ballistic missiles and drones fired at ships and Gulf countries. The BBC cited U.S. Central Command CENTCOM as saying the strikes on Qasem Island in the Strait of Hormuz were in response to attempted attacks by Iran across the Middle East. CENTCOM said Iran had fired 2 missiles at Kuwait and 3 at Bahrain, all of which broke apart or were intercepted. Iran said it had attacked U.S. bases and helicopters in a regional country using missiles and drones in retaliation. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy over the Himalayan region, partly cloudy over the hilly region and Tarai region of Sudhir Pashchim province, while mainly fair over the remaining Tarai regions. There is also a possibility of light rainfall and snowfall at few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Gandaki, Karnali and Sudhir Pashchim provinces, at one or two places in the remaining hilly and Himalayan regions of the country, and at one or two places in the Tarai region of Sudhir Pashchim province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Rashtriya Swatantra Party Chairperson Ravi Lal Mithani holds meeting with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. Prime Minister Modi says looking forward to collaborate with Nepal's new government to elevate the special and multifaceted relationship between two countries to greater heights. Minister for Information and Communications Dr. Bikram Timmal Sinha says it is imperative to align existing laws with changing technologies. Health Insurance Board directs private health care institutions to ensure treatment for patients requiring emergency services under the health insurance scheme, and at least 21 people, including foreign nationals, killed in Delhi fire. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.